fact of the case. Mm-hmm. The question now becomes how you affect RNA for it to know to do that automatically. Mm-hmm. So once you figure that, then what happens? You've identified it. And once you've identified it, then when you have a leukemia that's coming not from the bone marrow, but in this reproducing and becoming systemic through the entire system, a slight change in RNA affects every cell that flows through the blood and says, if your cancer, leukemia, or whatever you pick it is, then either don't make any more and or reproduce this way. Mm-hmm. You've changed the message.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's interesting is the fasting, colonic, coffee enema people, and a lot of people go on and on about alkalizing the body, trying to get it to be a little less acid. Are they working on this level at some level?
No, the same way that they go with the shark fin. Remember, that's the answer, too, shark fin oil peels.
But it just sounds like if they, you know, create this super alkalinity in the body, that could make the acidic RNA a little less acidic.
No. Mm-hmm. Because it's like chemotherapy. You could poison the body to make such a resistance to it that you overcome it naturally. Well, that's not the way to... Chopping off the head is not the way to deal with a headache.
So by making the blood and tissues more alkaline is not a way to change the RNA.
Right. Because the RNA that's a part of the blood, but the RNA is not the blood. We're talking about pinpointed individual cells. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a cancer of the blood, that's a systemic. So by changing that RNA would attach to all the cells sooner or later. But you see, just because you have a type of cancer doesn't mean that you also have cancer of the tongue. Because that's the same type of cell, but it's not that cell. And your body differentiates by RNA.
But yeah, that was just a side question of, you know, why people go alkaline. Okay, I think I've got it. I think
this is getting way easy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty damn cool. Mm-hmm.
And logical.
Yeah, that's what I like. It has to be logical. It has to step by step. Okay.
If you're talking about patent, it needs to be have the liturgical wordy words, but you can add those back in. But at the same point, it makes it digestible.
Yeah, well, for me, in order to write even a paragraph, I have to know exactly what I'm talking about. Or
the first question waylays you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that Jacob, you said earlier was a hydrogen and hydroxyl ion could be the outcome of H3O2 or a neutron polypeptide enhancer. So is that what you've just been talking about, is how to enhance?
Yes, more. That's the big wordy word version of it, but uh-huh.
Why did you call the RNA a neutron?
Because it affects that neutrino level of the cell itself.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Goes right into the nucleus.
Of course.
Okay.
And then this is the part where you say, cool.
Yeah, very good. And then I think JW said, what if some Yeah, what if someone had three different kinds of cancer, and which meant you'd want to acidify for one and alkalize for the other? So
yes.
How would we handle that?
Well, you just make up your formulary for the one, and then your next dose, make your formulary for the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then the RNA would be shifted for the one kind. Now, honey, granted, there's not many human creators that get six and seven different kinds of cancer.
Well, I had a client yesterday. He had four different cancers over the past 10 years, and at this point he had three areas of cancer in three different organs. And I mean, he sounded great. I said, okay, well, just, you know, figure that this is just your body's response to something, and it'll be gone. It was so bizarre. I mean, cancer just becoming like so common, it's like a cold for people.
Right.
It's amazing. Even though, I mean, and it's off, it's not so much even that the cancer kills you, but absolutely the chemo does.
Absolutely. It's poison. Mustard. It's job.
So it's like, you know, with one in two people getting cancer, everybody is going to want this treatment, and it's just so easy.
Yeah, and even if you're on a gluten-free diet, it's still okay.
Damn,
so more people crying about gluten than they are dying of cancer. They're more worried about having a thimble full of gluten than they are dying of Hodgkin's disease. They are.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'd be in the mess for a week if I had a thimble full of gluten.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what is that all about? Is that a distraction of their mind so they won't have to?
No, their body's craving sewage, and they won't let it in. So that's their point of disconnection, so they're disconnecting this from the disconnection.
Okay.
But now we've been clear, when you clean this all up, they're going to find something else. Now you know that.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're certainly not going to start giving cures, like what you do salt and meat. We're not going to start giving cures before it gets here.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would create it. Then you would be like those nasty bastards that you accuse of creating the disease so they can make money checks off of. Mm-hmm. Healing people.
Right. Okay, so that's the protonics, a little more in depth about the H302, about how the RNA works. Is there more that I can or should know at this point, or will I
you'll get it.
I'll keep finding
things. It's got to come from your perspective, otherwise.
But there is more, is what
there is a bit more.
Is there more? And there is more. Okay.
A bit. There's a bit. Because then they're going to come up as. Now, who gets cancer of the eye?
Kids get that neuroblastoma stuff.
All right. But that affects the eye. But it's not cancer of the eye, is it?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's something behind the eye that pushes it out.
It does affect the ocular connection, or you call it the ocular nerve.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it shows up.
Okay.
But that's why we're saying this would affect good if they decide that they now want to get cancer of the orbit.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll just adjust the formulary for that.
Oh, I know. It's like this client yesterday. He said that they said he had these nodules underneath the lower part of one of his lungs that were just kind of floating around there, but they chose to call it lung cancer. And I said, you know, it sounds like they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
So they'll just, so people will make anything they want to, and then doctors will call it anything they want to.
But they fit it in a thing because they can then go to the oncologist. It's where you shift them to, so that's a more, they just use bigger words, and then If you live, you live. If you die, you die. But at the same point, it's like it's not the general practitioner's position anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have an infectious disease, so you go to that kind of doctor. Oh, well, you have to go. You have to go to a renal specialist. Oh, well, you have to go to this only because they pinpoint that. They've seen more people die of it than I have, so you go to them. They can watch you die because they know what you'll how you'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's cheeky and stern, but we don't know a softer way to say it.
Right. Okay.
Okay, that's the end of that one. Let's see who's left.
That was very good.
Yeah.
We went through this. Okay, go ahead.
Some new people. We got Zila. No, Zila. Jermaine's sister. How you doing, Zila?
Yeah, go, go, go. It's your mother and sister, and Navia and Jermaine.
Wow, the whole gang. Just a second, I got to bring in someone else. What's this 416 Toronto? Who are you? You want to speak?
It's Rich, 249 area code. I'm just calling in with a calling card.
Yeah, that's okay. What's that mean?
It means that my normal phone number is 249 area code.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
We have right. 1 minute time.
Now, we have the anarchist, the spiritual atheist here, the Jermaine sisters. Did you say you don't have Jermaine?
Uncle Bob!
Yes, Uncle Bob here. Just let me. I've got to go shut all the windows. The neighbors, it's very quiet here, and the neighbors will be awakened by my sort of my coming seduction. My coming seduction might not be broadcast to the neighbors. So let me just. You can hear me close the windows. Listen to this. You hear that?
I heard it.
Okay, come to another one. Get that?
Yeah, I got two.
Three of them.
Uncle Bob, is Ion on the line?
No, he was here earlier today. Do you guys intuit that he should be here?
Well, no. Well, the thing is that this is not speaking, by the way. I called in, and I was scared, I was nervous, I was shy. Ion was on the line when I called, and I asked him if I was doing the right thing as far as my career.
Right, I remember.
And then he said, what is it that he said, G?
I don't know.
Something along the lines like, you're not doing the right thing. This is going to get you to the next level, but you're going to do it until you're happy, and then you're going to move on to the next thing.
I know. He got you all screwed up. I'm remembering now.
Yeah.
You had to bring the others. Then you told the sisters, and they get all concerned.
And then I got really nervous, and then I said, okay, one more question, and I asked about Costa Rica. And then that was that. And then I went on with my day, and I was thinking about what Ion had said, and we went to parties. And then I was just, like, a little concerned, and I said, let me tune back in and see what they're talking about now. And I tuned back in, and you would be surprised that as soon as I tuned in, I mean, not even a minute after I tuned in, they started talking about me again, and they were just going back to talking about, like, what was Ion saying, what he talked about to each person, and all of a sudden they're like, well, Ion came on and was talking to Jermaine's sister, and he said that she's probably not happy where she's at, and that she can move on. And I called right after that because I'm like, I know exactly what Ion meant after a while, once I took the time to really think about what he really said. And I can't remember the lady's name, but she really had like she really had her thought, and she thought
it. Auntie Carolyn?
No, it wasn't Auntie Carolyn. It was somebody else. She said something, but Auntie Carolyn said a great, great line where she said, well, you gotta think about it. She wakes up at 4 in the morning, and she goes through her job every day and all this stuff. And then when I thought about it, and it's so funny because I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun. This is what I always wanted to do as a kid. But to a certain point, it does come down to when I get bored with things, I have to move on to the next thing. If not, I'm not happy anymore. I'm not satisfied anymore. And it's so interesting.
Are you saying you are, you're down deep not happy with your radio show, really?
No, I'm saying that I'm having a great time with my radio show, but I know that at the end of the day, once I stop having fun, I'm not going to do it anymore. And I know the reason why I'm doing it is for a bigger purpose and a bigger reason. And I've known that, too, because
yeah.
every time, because, I mean, in this industry, in this entertainment industry, nothing lasts forever. But I know the reason behind what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, and it's so interesting that Ion was able to say that and reconfirm what I truly believe, because that's really what I believe. I'm using this radio thing, which I do love and have fun for, but I feel like this is what I'm using to get to the next level, to really enjoy that and have fun with that, and then expand from there.
Yeah, see, Ion is very perceptive. You're recognizing that Ion, he nailed it in you, and it's remarkable what Ion can do, and it's deep, and it's shocking, and it took you a few hours to recover from it, and then realize it's probably true.
Yeah, and then when I called back, too, because Auntie Carolyn was talking about it, and this other lady who I don't recall her name, and they were talking about it.
I think it was, wasn't it Eliza? Wasn't it Auntie Eliza?
I definitely wanted to go back, and then they're like, oh, and she has a butt pillow, and she works for Playboy, and there's a man who was heard that, and he started laughing, and he's like, what's her Facebook? And I thought that was funny, but after I finished talking to Ion, I realized that he was definitely onto something, because I always said radio is fun and I love it, but there's a bigger reason why I'm doing radio. There's a bigger catch to it, and I will be done having fun with radio, and I will proceed to the next level. But he was right on it. He was. Okay.
It was just like when Jermaine had her first session. Jermaine was shocked at how right on Ion was, probably within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. But I will tell you this, Uncle, I was nervous. I really was. I felt like a little girl. He took me to a place where I was just insecure. I was like, oh, my God, how can I ask this question?
Okay, are you, you're on a speakerphone?
Yes, we just left the party. We just left the party. I'm here with Jermaine and Gila.
Right. And, okay, can one of you come on with just the phone? Because it's hard to make out what you're saying. So just come on, just, Natty, you come on the phone for the phone by itself for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, just okay. So I can, okay. Did you tell your mother what happened the night before?
No.
Okay, what about your other sister?
Yes.
You did tell the other sister?
We did tell Kim, yes. And we told her she missed out, and then we were like, you're dumb, you missed out.
And so is she going to try and make it the next time, or she didn't care?
We really think that she doesn't care, because today we went to one of our friends' events, and as she can tell, we're all together again here in the car talking to you, everybody. And Kim didn't make it because I can't even tell your reason for it.
You know, she's too young. She's got to work out her own space first. You guys are becoming a hive mind. She's not ready for that.
She's not.
She's not ready for your hive mind among you three. You see, you guys got careers. You know who you are. She has to figure out who she is first before she can merge with you.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we feel that she's going through. She's trying to figure out what she is, who she is, and what she wants to do for her to fit in. I think that at times she feels like she doesn't fit in because she doesn't know exactly what she's doing just yet.
That's right. And how old is she, 21?
22.
Okay, then the next question. You heard Ion say, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, right?
Yes, we did hear that.
Now, what do you think that means? Oh, then he said to you, go get those papers or something, right?
Well, we own a lot of land out there, and we haven't claimed any of it, and it has been kind of distributed and kind of just people taken. Just taken and
squatting
waters and stuff. Yeah. So So we haven't claimed it, and the only people that have the rights to it is us. So that's why.
Okay, why, do you have a sense that Ion knows something for your future is important, that you get the land? Do you think he's on to something there?
Yes, he does. He just, as far as what Jermaine has informed us, we need more of a direct address kind of for the actual location of the territory.
Right.
However, after I talked to him and he said, Costa Rica, go get your papers, that also shocked me because Jermaine has her dual citizenship, but I don't.
Yeah.
I have my, and Gila doesn't either, but when he said that, it was something that I've always had in, like, my mind to do, and it's almost
the only way you can
claim. It's the only thing, it is the only way that I can claim, like, all this property as well, like Jermaine has. So, after that, it was so crazy how things worked out because I had some plans to go to another radio station and check out some stuff at another radio station. Well, that got canceled, and then I figured I'm just going to go get my citizenship at the Costa Rican consul, but I needed Jermaine to come with me, so we're definitely taking care of that on Friday.
Well, that's good, yeah, because it sounded like there's a bit of urgency there, and if you can do it, then it's not a problem. Go do it.
And he also said, just go to Costa Rica, just go there. He said that a lot, too, like,
yes.
just go, just leave. Why don't you just leave and go to Costa Rica? I remember him saying that a lot. And
yeah,
it was very interesting because something in my mind and soul has been saying that, where I just need to go back home and just get out of, like, just the States and really have that type of lifestyle where it's more relaxing and it's kind of like those things where it's just the contrast of what we're doing here.
Yeah. No, yeah. So, yeah, I think it's probably wise to do what Ian says. I can't really say whether it is, but I think we've always done what Ian said, and it worked out.
Yeah, so I think I'm definitely going to Friday with Jermaine and I have an appointment to go and get my dual citizenship and go out there and take care of that, and then from there I'll be able to better plan to go back to Costa Rica for a good amount of time.
Okay, so you know Ian was there twice today, I think, right? He was there twice.
He was there twice. I was able to talk to him once. The second time that I called, I couldn't get on. However, I got on another time where everybody was talking about our conversation, the conversation that I did have with Ion.
Yes.
And I couldn't get on there either, but I listened to that conversation, and I kind of wanted to go back to kind of clarify what he was talking about and what he meant, just because, like I said, for my career, it's not that I'm not having fun. It's just that I have so many other projects that I definitely want to develop, and so
yeah.
I just want to make sure that it's working out in the right way, you know?
Right. I think you couldn't get on because I wasn't looking down on the board. I didn't see you coming in or something. That's all. And then later I just stayed on it and kept clicking everybody in. But that's the reason you couldn't get on, because I wasn't unclicking you, right?
I'm not sure, but I heard most of the show when I was on there for the second time.
Right. Yeah, you hear it anyways. You can't speak.
Right.
So a lot of people after the last few days who are talked to Ion, a few of them got dreams. Did you guys have any dreams after a couple days ago and today and last night?
This is Gila, but I want to tell you about an experience I had because I dreamt with Ion, and it was weird because I told Jermaine was talking about Ion to me, and I said, yeah, I'm like, you show me a video, right? This is what he looks like, and I described who I thought he showed me who Ion was. And
yeah.
He said, oh, he's like, I've never met Ion. I've never seen Ion before.
Ah.
And said, well, you show me what he looks like. This was months ago, like maybe six, maybe even a year ago.
And so
I've been trying to get on this. He keeps telling me that he's on. I've been trying to, but I'm either at work or I'm driving. I can't get on to call when he's on. Because
right.
I want to know if that experience was real, because I told Jermaine, when Jermaine said, no, I don't even know what he looks like. What do you mean?
Right.
He said, yeah, you did. Like, so, and then when I told her, that's weird, because at this point, like, I don't know if it was a dream or if it really happened, like, it's something I really experienced, or if it was a dream, but my dreams are real, so real.
I think you went to a parallel world. I think you went to a parallel world when they're really darkly clear like that. You're actually experiencing them, and that was Jermaine, the other Jermaine or something, or you both went
there. Yeah, like she... And she introduced me to him, and he was talking to me, and he was sitting there talking, and I was like, yeah, listening to him, and I said, yeah, this is what he looks like. It's really weird because he's like, I've never seen him in my life. I don't know what he looks like. I swear this is real.
Right. I'm just thinking if your bosses at work or whatever could hear you guys now.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for him to get back on so I can talk to him and say, did I really experience meeting you? Or
Yes. And you know, I tell you, he is going to say yes.
Yeah, because till this day, I can't tell. It was so real.
No, we question it too much. And I found that it's always yes. You went to another place and it happened, and it's hard to believe, and you question it. But you ask Ion next time, and he'll say, of course you did. And then he'll tell you something else. You actually came back and did it again. He'll add something
to it. Yeah, it is so weird. I mean, that's one of the things. And that's why I've been wanting to talk to him, because one of the strongest things that I could do is see people and talk to people who are not physical world. So when I saw him and I told Jermaine that I met him, and she's like, there's no way, like, I've never met him myself. I'm like, but you introduced me to him. I'm like, is that where you sit? I don't think I've ever even heard it. Well, when I met him, he was African-American, but he had long gray dreadlocks.
No, that was not him as we know him, but it could have been a JW over there.
Yeah, and he was sitting there wearing this shirt, was button up, but no sleeves, short sleeves, and he was sitting at a desk, and he was talking and saying stuff to me, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I've heard a lot about you, and it was just strange. Because till this day, I can't say for sure it was like a dream or it was real. Like, I'm very confused. Like, it felt so real when I met him.
Okay, you got to relax and accept that you did do it, and it wasn't weird. Just accept it.
Yeah. I haven't spoken to Ion. Well, I guess when I met him, I did.
He met him personally.
Put it on your resume from now on. Met and spoke and met Ion. And spoke with Ion. But the funny thing is that I had a thought about this. So you heard today. Now, you'll notice, you may not know the rhetoric of Ion, but what he's doing, he's saying what he used to say, but he's saying it bouncy and rhythmically. He's almost singing it. That's what you guys might have noticed the other day, and you, Natty, might have noticed. Look for that. He's redoing it with more sing-songy effects. You get that?
What do you mean? I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
Okay, he is repeating some of his ideas from 2 years ago. But you haven't heard much of him, so you might not notice, but I'm telling you, you will notice when you hear the older stuff that he is saying it this time sing-songy. He's singing it.
Oh, I see.
He's saying it
back. Yeah, because
I know why.
Because that's not as important. It's another rhythm now. We've been altered.
It's a rhythm. That's exactly why, and those stick.
Is that Madeline?
Yeah, rhythm's sticky, so
it's gonna
bounce around in people's heads for a while.
Right, he's looser.
That's interesting, because that makes a connection with me, because that's how things really stick to my mind. If it's not visually, sometimes I have a hard time just doing audio. It's so interesting how I'm in radio, but audio doesn't work for me. It's very visual. There has to be something catchy for me to remember things.
Yeah, so he does it catchy. That's what he's doing.
Interesting. Well, I mean, it was just interesting that I heard so much of him,
and this was the first time that I got to talk to him and meet him. And I'm telling you, when I called in, I felt like a little girl just in such a vulnerable place where I was
happy. Yes, you sounded like one.
Yeah, Jermaine told me that because Jermaine was listening, and Jermaine told me that
I feel like a scared baby.
She said, yeah. Like, baby. And I said, Jermaine, that's exactly how I felt. I didn't even know how to approach him. I didn't know how to, like, just speak my mind with
and me being in radio and being that comfortable.
That was so rare because she's never like that. She's always so confident and cocky and
right.
talkative.
Yeah.
And then I called her, she calls me, and she's talking, and I was laughing. I said, you sounded like a scared baby.
Well, that's what happens. This is what happens. We've got dogs going crazy, cats licking their owners all over the place. Like the animal, the non-physical, is obviously reacting in the animals. Well, your non-physical is getting walloped or seduced or bashed or something, and you will mutate beyond your knowing.
Yeah, it was so funny because I wasn't even ready to even ask anything. Like, I was just listening in, and I'm like, okay, this is awesome.
Yeah, I forced you. I think I forced you to speak.
Yes, I was hyping myself up to say, okay, I was preparing myself to say, okay, this is Ayan. You're going to ask him. You're going to be comfortable. As I was mentally preparing myself to do this, all I heard was, this is Jermaine's sister, Naya. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is me going on right now. But I wasn't mentally prepared because I was mentally preparing myself at the time while he was talking
right.
to somebody else who I can't even recall what type of conversation they were having, just because I was mentally preparing myself to ask him the right question exactly how I wanted to. And in reality, I didn't even want to ask him about my career because I know exactly where I'm at with my career, and it's one of those
but
things.
But you couldn't. You couldn't stop. See, Carolyn, I showed Carolyn, I said, look, there's a render, and she saw it. So then she went, and as soon as there was a break, she brought you in.
Yeah, and it was so funny because I said, it was like 9 in the morning my time, and I said, I cannot stay on the line after 9:30 because I have to start my day, get ready, and I have another meeting that I need to attend, so I said, I cannot be here after 9:30. My phone call got picked up at 9:22 on the dot, and I said, this is crazy, but I have put it out there because I said, if it's past 9:30, I don't have time. It has to be right now. But in reality, in my mental, I wasn't ready to ask the question that I wanted to, but I just knew
but
that
it doesn't
I had
matter.
Different.
You are not ready the first time, no matter what you do. You can't
right.
be ready. It doesn't
and
matter.
And I wasn't. And then
now
I was
I'm asking you, how did you cut? Yeah, what?
I said I was embarrassed and shy because I never met Ayan. I heard so much about him. I'm like, what is he really going to tell me? And I've heard him, when I heard him talk to the lady before I got on, he was so just straightforward. And I'm like, oh, my
yes.
God, he's honest with her. So here we go. Let's just make the best out of it.
Right. Now, how did you guys find out it was happening?
Jermaine texted me. Jermaine said, Ion's on, so you might want to...
I know, but how did Jermaine find out?
Leon
her friend Leon texted her and said, Ion's on.
Oh,
Jermaine
okay,
said,
lucky.
Ion's on.
Good, so
yeah.
Leon. Leon did it. All right,
Leon.
That's good.
And
I think
Jermaine
Leon's on right now. Leon may be on right now. Let me see.
Yeah. Well, Jermaine told me, Leon said Ion's on, and I said, Jermaine, before you go to work, please stay on the line with me, because I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I was nervous. I was scared. And I said,
no, you can lie. You can lie, Natty. You can lie all you want.
I told Jermaine, I said, stay with me. Stay with me. Let's just go together. And Jermaine said, I got to go. I got to go to work. I don't work. I just had to do some fun things. And
right. Well,
like,
what? Yeah, what is it, so you went in by yourself, Nadia, in the end. You were there by yourself.
Yeah, Jermaine said, I gotta go. I'm sorry, but you got the number, here's the website, you already know what to do. And I said, okay. I said, just leave, I'll do it by myself. And then I did it, and that's when I talked to him. And then I said, okay. And then I had some free time, and I said, I have to go back and see what's going on. A minute after I went back on, they started talking about me again and my butt pills, and somebody said, what's her Facebook? Somebody said she works for
yeah.
Playboy. And I tried to get back on, but then I couldn't. And then I had to get off, and then I came back, and then the Evergreens were on, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, they were, yeah. So Jermaine, did you listen to Nadia?
Yeah, when I was driving.
Right.
And I called her. I called her right after I was done with Ion. I said, "Oh my God, Jermaine, I called and I asked this, and that's really not what I wanted to ask." But I was so nervous, and she said, and she started laughing. She's like, "I know, you sounded like a little baby."
Now everybody gets distorted. It's normal.
But Uncle Bob, Gila wanted to ask tons of questions yesterday when we hung up with you guys. She had some great points, some valid questions, and it drives me crazy when she's so shy. And she's the smartest out of the team here, and she has some valid questions, great points. And Jermaine and I looked at her and said, "Why didn't you ask all of this? You should have."
Because I was warming up pizza for them.
That's a dumb excuse.
Yeah. So you want Sheila to talk to Ion? Is that what you're saying?
I want to talk to Ion because I had a lot of questions, and I mean the number one question was asking him if we really did meet, if it was real, because I think I can't. I mean, it felt really real to me. So
well, wait a minute. What? You wanted to know if the dream was real. That's what you just said, right?
Huh?
Right. That's your main concern first.
Yeah, I want to know if I really did meet him when I, you know, if it was real.
No, but before that, we didn't talk to Ion. She had questions for you because we listened to the Evergreen taping, and she had some great questions before Ion came on.
Right, right. Well, you can call in. I'm going to be on Eben Ray's show at 2 o'clock tomorrow night, going into Thursday morning for an hour and a half. We're going to be on LA Radio. That's where I'm finishing up, on LA Radio.
LA Radio.
I love it. I talked about you, by the way, Bob, Uncle Bob. I talked about it to all my I went to work and I was so inspired, and I said, "You guys won't even believe what's going on right now." I didn't necessarily go into details as far as, like, the conversation that you're having within the talk radio that you're hosting.
Right,
but
right.
But I said, "This is amazing. Like, he's breaking a record." And one of my friends was like, "That's genius. That's amazing. Do you think you can do that?" And I said, "No way, not yet. I need another few years under my belt to try to, like, break a record like that."
Right,
but
right.
Everybody was so inspired, and they're like, "Maybe we should," we started trying to, like, pitch ideas, marathons of this, how to raise money for something, and we said we need to really think of a good strategy to make this work.
Oh, that's neat. I inspired you to do something. That's neat.
You've inspired me, and you've inspired my team who I work with as far as, like, the just being on air for such a long time, and now my team's asking, like, what can we do it? What charity? And
right.
Why is when it, they start asking me, why is he doing it? And I said, well, it was the JFK assassination. He got inspired from there.
So as to educate the people.
And I educated a little bit, but it's one of those things where you gotta kind of have to be careful how you inform them or educate them. And I said, look, just here's a website. If you have time, listen to it. Get your own idea, perspective to educate yourself, to understand it. That way you don't have my idea and my perspective of
right.
what I... You know?
That's great. And the other thing, if it comes up, I also wanted to show the world my old medium, the Evergreens, and put the best of Evergreens in the record, because this is going to be there for 1,000 years. You know, it's now all 130, 40 hours is going to be there as a little archive forever.
I also brought that up, and they were so amazed by that, and they're like, how, when, what? I'm like, just listen. If you have questions, you can call him yourself and ask him, so I don't give you what I think and my perspective of what I think. Just do it yourself, because it's just a better interaction. And being that they're in radio, they understand why I'm saying that. So they're like, this is amazing. So I'm pretty sure there's a few people that are listening but will not call in just yet because they're checking out what's going
right,
on.
Right, right, yeah.
Inform them with what you're doing.
Well, thank you for doing that. That's fun.
Absolutely.
And you could tell them, I don't know, it might be too late, but you could say, that guy I was telling you about, he's going to be on radio tonight. Now, this is tomorrow, you know, Wednesday night going to Thursday. You can tell him I'll be on the radio.
I'm going back to the studio tomorrow, and I'm going on air at 9 a.m. my time tomorrow.
Right.
But I'm in the studio way before that, so that's when as soon as I get to the studio, that's when I'll start listening again, and that's when I'm doing my work and stuff before I go on air.
Right.
So that's when they start asking me, so is this what it is? This is what you're doing? And I'm like, yes, but it's so that I can explain without trying to give them so much of what it is so they can get their own perspective of what their belief is.
Yeah, what it is. But the point is, tell them, look, I'm doing it on Achieve Radio, but I'm ending it on KPFK. I'm going to end it on another network.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll
is
still be on Achieve Radio. I'll still be on Achieve Radio, but we're going to go on Evan Ray's show, and I'll be on for an hour and a half, and then it's all over. So Evan, you know, kindly is allowing me to end and talk about it in L.A., not in the internet.
Is that FM or AM?
It is WBA. No, it's KPFK. KPFK FM.
FM, perfect. Okay.
Yeah. It might be 90.5. 90.5.
Oh, that'd be perfect. Okay.
And that's 2 o'clock your time in the morning, Thursday morning.
Thursday morning? Okay.
2 o'clock. So
I'll
there's
put
a
that
few
in
people.
My calendar.
All right. So anything else you want to say?
Gila, Jermaine, I am good. Thank you, Uncle Bob. I appreciate it. I do want to say something. Navia and Jermaine found out what having an Uncle Bob means today.
Oh, we looked up what that means in American.
The theory.
With the same.
The same.
The same.
What it means.
In the...
Really? The same thing?
Bob is your uncle.
Yes.
We looked it up. We Googled it because we didn't get it.
We didn't get the joke when you said... Uncle Bob.
No, Bob is uncle.
No, Auntie Carolyn said it.
Yes, it's a famous phrase. So you looked it up and it had the same meaning.
Yeah, we didn't get it.
Now we get it.
But now that we know that, we get it.
There actually was a club in L.A. called Bob is Your Uncle, or there was a band called Bob is Your Uncle. Like, look up the band, Bob is Your Uncle, probably in the 70s, and see what they say about the title. Maybe they say something.
Okay, but we got the best Uncle Bob.
But we do
That's
have the
you
best
do.
Uncle Bob.
You do. And if you, when you grow up and get more mature, I want you to go back and listen to this crap, and you'll be amazed. Like, we played amazing stuff today.
Uncle Bob, I just can't wait until I have a family and my kids are old and I'm wrinkled and old.
Yes.
And you understand what having an Uncle Bob
and
is.
I'm listening to this and then I say, wow, those days were the best days of my life. Uncle Bob, and they're drunk.
Don't worry. No, there was a lot of talk about you guys throughout the day. I'm glad you didn't hear it.
No.
Yeah.
Jermaine's lying. He's just like, I just learned what Uncle Bob is.
First of all, Uncle Bob, Jermaine played Monopoly today for the first time in her life. And that's an American game that nobody knows how to play in this car.
So Jermaine was changed. She's loosening up.
Yeah, she lost a lot of money because she followed all the rules. And I said, Jermaine, the way you win this game is to... distill money and make your own rules, but she didn't get that term.
Well, good things are coming to Jermaine. Great things are coming to Jermaine. Great, great, you know what, is coming to Jermaine.
We're going to build a great empire with Jermaine over here.
That's right. Call it Bob is Your Uncle Productions.
Yes. Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Yes. Okay. Say Bob is our uncle.
Bob is our uncle.
Production. Okay, guys, I gotta entertain the others. They need attention too.
Okay.
I hope we entertain
them. Right. Good night.
Bye,
good night.
Uncle Bob.
I'll see you in parallel worlds.
Bye, Uncle Bob. Bye, Auntie Carolyn. Bye, Auntie Carolyn.
Yeah, she's asleep. I'll tell her you said goodnight.
Good night. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Say goodbye, Madeline.
Uncle Bob, no. You just want to...
okay.
Say goodnight. Yeah. You can't leave. You won't leave. Say goodnight to the Madeline. They won't leave if you don't say something, Madeline.
Somebody has to say something.
There's Madeline.
Good night. Until tomorrow.
Democracy. I didn't hear that. So, where are we at? Are we getting anything done?
Oh, Bob, am I the only one here?
Well, Leon is listed. Denny
Leon,
is
are
here.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. I'm working on a project for Jermaine.
You are working on a project?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say hello?
Oh, because it was Nadia?
Yeah, but then Jermaine was there.
Yeah, she was, but I'll let them, you know, speak to their Uncle Bob. That's been their Uncle Bob. Come on now, Bob.
Well, is Sarah Courtney there? She's listed. Okay, so what did you think of the the DNA and RNA stuff you've just heard? You got any thoughts on it?
I just wish Brian was there or here.
Right.
Does Brian even care for the cancer treatment, or is he just more interested in about the biological aspects of?
It may be that way, but he'd still be interested, and he'd still think about it if he heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be involved in it. So I got some more stuff to play. Shall we continue?
Let's do it.
Right. I'm going to do. And you know what? I got a chair. I think maybe I will play. I have to play an Emerald Tablet, I think, this week. So I've got to go and look at whether I listened to it or not, and I think I did. Yeah,
but I forgot you were supposed to play. You're going to play one.
That's right. So I must have listened to it. And I'm going there right now to, and it was really good. It was number 12. It was a perfect one to embed in this archive. It was good. Number 12. Got a lot of stuff in it. And let's see, where is it? I just need to look at it for a second to remind myself that I did do it. There it is. The Law of Cause and Effect and the Key of Prophecy. And there is all the details, yes. So, I think that'll be played in a little while, but I got to finish up these other miscellaneous topics. So since there's no one to talk to, really, you guys are busy, I'll go forward and listen. Play. I'll play more. All right? So is that it?
That works for me.
All right. Talk to you soon. Leon, talk to you soon. Madeline.
All right. I'll be still here.
Epi what?
I'll still be here.
Okay. Who's that?
Leon.
Yeah, I know. I know you're going to be here. Okay. Let's see what happens. I'm going to look at this, figure out the... Okay, we did 276... But then I got to do a few others of this. Okay. So I got to move it up to 1402. Still looking, still positioning. All right, so that'll go 4 minutes. Okay. This is May 21st, 2010. And 4002.
Neuroblastoma stuff.
All right, but that affects the eye. But it's not cancer of the eye, is it?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's something behind the eye that pushes it out.
It does affect the ocular connection, or you call it the ocular nerve.
Uh-huh.
That's where it shows up.
Okay.
But going, I want to get cancer of the orbit. Then we'll just adjust the formulary for that.
Oh, I know. It's like this this client yesterday. He said that they said he had these nodules underneath the lower part of one of his lungs. They were just kind of floating around there, but they chose to call it lung cancer. And I said, you know, it sounds like they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
So people will make anything they want to, and then doctors will call it anything they want to.
Well, but they fit it in the thing because they can then go to the oncologist. It's where you shift them to, so that's a more, they just use bigger words, and if you live, you live. If you die, you die. But at the same point, it's like it's not the general practitioner's position anymore. Oh, you have an infectious disease, so you go to that kind of doctor. Oh, well, you have to go to a renal specialist. Oh, well, you have to go to them only because they pinpoint that. They've seen more people die of it than I have, so you go to them. They can watch you die because they know how you'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's cheeky and stern, but we don't know a softer way to say it.
Okay, then I'll keep going over this stuff until more questions come. I'll be getting the schematics from JW because I think that will kind of flesh out the patent. Is there something on the patent we can work on, or will I wait for the schematics?
Oh, no, you can play with it. You're going to have to give the... you're going to have to give some examples of your actual formulary that we've worked on so far.
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to have to use the adjustment and make it clear that this is one formulary of a vast array that would be inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And don't connect it all for anything going out, only for the patent.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, and you know, here's the other side of this. You understand by default, offering this by default,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to then convince America or the world that this does indeed is effective.
Mm-hmm.
And as it is, then it is. So you'll have to put it in this, go with a, make it purple. The bag that it goes in, it's got to be non-see-through purple. And this is the special one.
Mm-hmm.
Make it, this is super duper schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you really have, you can only get this. No prescriptions can be written for this unless it goes through you, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this stuff to make it the only the rich people get to have this year. That kind of business.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of gets to be fun.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just great. It's just fun to play with it.
Okay.
To move it forward here, where are we at? That's 276. Way up here. Still here, setting up this up. Still setting it up. Wait till it comes up.
Then that's how you come in. That's how you sometimes get to a place where you say, well, I don't love you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because if if love is, how can love not be? So now you have to change it and say, I don't love you. I did love you, but now I don't. So I don't love you anymore. And then we would laugh and say, so, okay, does that mean you love us any less? Because, see, if it's something you can just turn on and turn off, it'd take care of all divorces. There wouldn't be none. Now, old-timey folks had a belief. And that belief was that once you love, you always love.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have any divorces.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't have anything to do with the emotion of I like having orgasms with you. If you love, it's a binding force field of connection.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's bound and connected, honey, once you bake the cake, you're going to play hell trying to separate the eggs and the flour and the milk and the butter out of that homogeneous baked cake.
Mm-hmm.
We guess it's possible, but not so likely.
Mm-hmm.
You've made a new thing. Well, if you get to the old-timey of love is, then you go through love is patient, love is kind, love is forgiving, and all those different things that said that love is, every one of those are gauged on the dynamic of a force field. It contains. So then you turn around and you say, okay, so what you're saying, Ion, is that love hates.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's fun. You didn't know you just don't get in the oyster business today.
No. So, with the love hate statement, is that the two conversations?
No, dear. Hate is contained as an emotion in the force field of love. That's how love can hurt. That's also how love can stink.
Well, if you let it.
Well, of course, but we're talking about all emotions, you see. So, yeah. But let it is an activation of a force field.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's how people get crossways. And some of these dynamics that are so significant of duality, they just confound you. Well, it's always two things and don't know which one it is, so whichever way it is, flip a coin. Well, can't flip a coin because it comes on head more times than it does tail. So now it's a skewed or false premise. But if you just take it as face and know that love is a force field and that you're in charge of that force field, then you can allow whatever emotion it is in whatever appropriate time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The timing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I love my daddy so much, but I didn't cry at his funeral. I showed no emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So did I not? And they have big questions about that. So now, did I not love him enough? I didn't even cry. I didn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, I loved him. But I didn't feel anything. Well, all that is that was contained. The emotion that you're missing sometimes was contained in the force field of love. That's sweet or what? Now, see, you got all this out of pressure. Get out of town.
Okay, we did that. Move it up a little bit. 144.38. Still looking. Okay, 142. Right. Setting it up. Coming down to the wire here.
Just by the way, there's no duality in love.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. heavy conversations, not two conversations. Now, within this conversation, you can have more than duality because there is a gamut of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But any